Christmas isn't just about twinkling lights and festive music. It's a revolutionary story that changed human history. After 400 years of divine silence, God's redemption plan unfolded through the most unlikely characters. The Nativity we've sentimentalized was actually a raw human drama involving ordinary people whose lives were disrupted by the extraordinary. These characters, Joseph, Mary, shepherds, wise men, weren't merely historical figures in a distant tale. They were people like us, with dreams, fears, and doubts, suddenly caught up in God's cosmic plan. Their responses to divine disruption reveal profound truths about faith and purpose that still resonate today. By stripping away centuries of holiday tradition, we can discover ourselves in these characters and recognize how Christ's light continues to illuminate our darkened world. Joseph faced a devastating crisis when Mary announced her pregnancy, a scandal in first-century Jewish culture where betrothal was legally binding. He could either publicly shame Mary or quietly divorce her, until divine intervention changed everything. When an angel addressed him as Son of David and explained Mary's divine conception, Joseph immediately obeyed, accepting social judgment from neighbors who assumed misconduct. Meanwhile, Zechariah and Elizabeth represented both Israel's long wait for God's voice and the personal pain of childlessness, considered divine punishment in their culture. Though righteous before God, they endured Roman occupation and infertility, proving faith doesn't guarantee earthly blessing. When Gabriel announced Elizabeth would bear a son, Zechariah's doubt earned him 9 months of silence, a punishment that ultimately renewed his faith by teaching him to listen anew to God. In Nazareth, a backwater town nobody respected, God chose a poor, unimportant Jewish girl to begin his redemption story. When Gabriel announced she would conceive the Son of God, Mary's "How can these things be?" expressed curious faith, unlike Zechariah's doubt. The incarnation was purely God's work. The Holy Spirit would overshadow Mary's womb, mirroring how God's presence appeared in the Old Testament. Like this miracle, our salvation is new life birthed from spiritual death, impossible through human means. Mary's, "I am the servant of the Lord, let it be done to me," meant accepting unwed pregnancy shame, the burden of raising God's son, and witnessing his future suffering. After Elizabeth's confirmation, she composed the Magnificat, a revolutionary hymn, declaring divine reversal. "He has scattered the proud, brought down the mighty from their thrones, and exalted those of humble estate." Though uncertain of everything, she trusted this child would reverse sin's curse. Her journey from spiritual poverty to heavenly riches remains open to all who meet Jesus through faith. While Caesar Augustus conducted his census, God guided Joseph and Mary to Bethlehem, fulfilling prophecy. The Son of God was born in poverty, unnoticed by those who should have recognized his significance. As the world slept, heaven celebrated God's unfolding plan. God announced Jesus' birth not through powerful channels, but to common shepherds in a field. These shepherds, considered unclean outsiders in first-century society, represented God's kingdom extending to the marginalized. Their role also foreshadowed Jesus as the good shepherd who would sacrifice for his flock. The shepherds responded with immediate action, rushing to Bethlehem to find the Messiah. Unlike those caught up in Christmas sentiment, they grasped the personal significance of this good news for all people. These untrained men became the world's first missionaries, ordinary bearers of extraordinary news. These humble shepherds proved perfect recipients because of their simple faith. While scholars were jaded and rulers dismissive, these outsiders believed what they witnessed. They demonstrate how God often reveals himself to those with open hearts rather than the powerful and prestigious. The Magi were religious leaders from the East who combined Old Testament prophecies with astrology. Though Scripture warns against astrology, God used a celestial sign to guide these sincere seekers to Jesus, demonstrating his ability to reach anyone with genuine spiritual hunger. Matthew contrasts two kings, Herod the Great, a ruthless Roman-appointed ruler who eliminated threats, and Jesus, the humble infant king in Bethlehem. The wealthy Eastern scholars bypassed Jerusalem's palace to seek a child in modest surroundings. When these cultured men found Jesus in an ordinary setting, they immediately recognized the prophesied Son of God and bowed in worship, the prestigious honoring the seemingly insignificant. Herod's response reveals the dark violence against God's purposes. Learning of a newborn king, he plotted to eliminate this perceived threat, eventually ordering Bethlehem's infant boys killed. This mirrors how tyrants often view children as threats to power. The wise men and Herod represent two fundamental responses to Jesus: worship or opposition. While we may identify with the Magi, we might harbor Herod's resistance to yielding control. When confronted with Jesus' kingship, someone must yield, either us or him. While most in Jerusalem had abandoned hope of God's intervention, two elderly believers, Simeon and Anna, remained faithful to the Scripture's promise of a coming Messiah. They embodied the remnant who continued to watch and pray when others had moved on. Simeon was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. Guided by the Spirit to the temple during Jesus' presentation, he held the infant Messiah and declared, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation." Anna, a prophetess widowed after 7 years of marriage, devoted decades to fasting and praying in the temple. Her presence shows that God reveals himself to those who faithfully seek him, regardless of their status. In our instant gratification culture, Simeon and Anna demonstrate that faith means persevering through delayed promises, not with passive resignation, but active anticipation. Their reward was being among the first to recognize the world's Savior. Jesus' genealogy includes unexpected figures: David the adulterer, Abraham the liar, and Judah who betrayed his brother. Matthew unusually includes women in this lineage, breaking from Jewish tradition. These women's stories are remarkable. Tamar posed as a prostitute to conceive with Judah after being denied her rights as a widow. Rahab, a Jericho prostitute, aided Israelite spies and joined God's people. Bathsheba was victimized by King David's actions. Ruth, a forbidden Moabite, became David's great-grandmother through her faithfulness to Naomi and God. Their inclusion shows God's heart for the forgotten and marginalized. If God's family embraces such flawed individuals, it surely has room for all of us. This reveals Christmas's essence. God transforms broken people who respond to his call with faith. These weren't perfect individuals, but ones who found redemption in God's story. Christmas isn't about flawless celebrations, but about a perfect Savior entering our broken world to make all things new.